6:30 and 7 o'clock local time, rounds fell into the school compound where more than 1,800 people had taken refuge from the fighting following a night of heavy fighting. There was a slight lull, a slight pause, and then minutes later there was a direct hit on one of the upper floors of the school itself. As a result, two small children were killed, 14 people were injured, amongst them their mother, who had serious injuries to both her legs. The Israeli army knew the coordinates of this installation. They knew that hundreds of people had taken refuge there, and we call for an investigation, because where you have a direct hit like this on a United Nations school, there has to be an investigation to see whether a war crime has been committed. So I'm suggesting that there should be an investigation. I'm not accusing.
But on Thursday, when your main United Nations compound was hit several times, the Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert said it was a sad incident, but he insisted that his forces had come under attack from militants in that building. Are you absolutely sure there weren't militants operating in or very close to your school?
I have had no reports of that. I would say that we had, in the Jabalia incident a few days ago, and then with our compound in Gaza, exactly those accusations that there were militants inside our compound. At the same time, Israeli military officials were telling us in meetings that they knew for a fact that the militants were not inside our compound, were several hundred meters away. That is why we need an investigation to establish the facts. The facts must speak for themselves again with this incident, and let us see, let there be accountability. Let there be accountability for violations of international humanitarian law.
And have your aid distributions in Gaza been able to resume? They were suspended after the attack on Thursday.
Well, actually, they were interrupted temporarily. We were able to get convoy movement the day that our compound was hit. The only thing that was really interrupted was movement in and out of our compound, because there had been this attack and the main warehouse was ablaze and we were battling to put the flames out. So actually today, the latest news I have is that we were certainly intending to go ahead with food distributions where we can. Of course, we now also at least have more than 50,000 or about 50,000 people in 50 or so shelters across the Gaza Strip. And it's become very important that we continue with our assistance to them. But it's incredibly difficult when our compounds are taking direct hits. It's a sad fact that in Gaza today, there is no safe place. Gaza is unique in the annals of contemporary warfare in being a conflict with a fence around it. And sadly, there's nowhere safe. And this latest attack in Beit Lahia has once more and very tragically illustrated that fact again.